Mercifully, my West Virginia Mountaineers are off this weekend, so I don't have to suffer through them losing. But Penn State and Pitt are in action in the two highest profile games of this college football Saturday. Penn State at noon, Pitt at 8, and College Game Day going to be at the Ohio State-Penn State game in Happy Valley. Ohio State a slight favorite, 4 points over Penn State. Penn State fans mad it's not a night game. I get that. But you're still at home, and you got a chance to shut up a lot of haters, a lot of critics. James Franklin has a chance to shut up a lot of critics, a lot of haters. Do the thing he hasn't done in a long time. That's beat one of the big dogs in the Big Ten. And for that reason, it's a huge game for Penn State. It's a huge game for James Franklin. But I think the bigger game, seriously, the one College Game Day should have gone to, is this Pitt-SMU game. And that's not to take anything away from Penn State or Ohio State. In fact, it gasses them up a little bit. If Penn State loses, guys, I'm telling you, if Penn State loses, then runs the table, they're getting into the college football playoff. They are. One loss, Big Ten, big brand, they're getting in. And folks, I'm telling you, if Ohio State loses this game, Ohio State fans are going to be mad. They're going to be maybe going outside of the stadium there in Columbus with pitchforks and torches, all pissed off at Ryan Day. But I think a two-loss Ohio State team probably getting into the college football playoff. They are way more talented than Indiana, but Indiana could be a top 10 team when they play later on in the year. It's at the Horseshoe. Ohio State, I think, is going to win that football game. That's a resume builder. Ohio State with two losses, I think, is getting in. Penn State with one loss, I think, is getting in. If Pitt doesn't win the ACC, they're not getting into the college football playoff. Pitt is 7-0. They are 5-0 against FBS teams, but they haven't beaten a ranked team this year. The best team they beat is Syracuse, and Pitt is the lowest ranked team ever in the AP poll era at 7-0. So they're 18th right now in the AP poll. No 7-0 team has ever been ranked that low. And that tells you everything you need to know about the strength of schedule. I'm not taking anything away from Pitt. I'm just saying that's how it's viewed. That's how the College Football Playoff Committee is going to view it. This is a much bigger game for Pitt. And same thing with SMU. SMU's played one really good team this year, BYU, and lost. They played other fine teams, won the games that they were supposed to, won their home games convincingly. This is a good SMU team. If SMU loses, they got two losses. They ain't making the College Football Playoff. If Pitt loses, they'll have a chance to beat Clemson, right? And they'll have a chance to play their way into the ACC championship. And then if you win that, you're in. But if you lose this game, it's an uphill battle. Pitt needs to win the ACC to get a spot in that playoff. A one-loss Pitt team, because of their strength of schedule, because they don't have the brand recognition of the Penn States, Ohio States, A&M's, name an SEC school, they're not getting in with one loss. Damn sure ain't getting in with two. They got to win the ACC. So that's the bigger game. This is an elimination game. That's what college football used to always be about. And if there's one thing that I don't like about the 12-team playoff, which is generally on its face, on its surface, a good thing, it's that before you'd lose and you're done, when they only allowed two teams to really compete for the national championship, you have one national championship game, you have a loss, more often than not, you're out. You have two, no shot. Four-team playoff. You got two losses, really no shot. Ohio State with two losses gets in. I think Penn State, one loss, gets in. Pitt doesn't. SMU would have two losses. They don't. The bigger game is the SMU-Pitt game. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Now, it's not the game more people are going to watch. It's not the sexier brand matchup game. I get all that. And so when I say that College Game Day picked the wrong game to attend, I'm talking about in terms of the importance of the game. Now, the pomp and circumstance and 110,000 people. Yeah, I understand why they did it, and they're going up against Big Noon Kickoff, which is doing the same thing. So I do get it from that standpoint. But the bigger game is Pitt SMU. No doubt about it.